What about the other let's see, you mentioned tomatoes. These things grow underground, the Irish.
Potatoes.
Yeah. Any other kind that you might use?
Idaho potatoes.
Yeah. What about the yellow ones that have yellow meat? What would you call those? That are maybe reddish kind of color.
Irish, no.
Do they ever grow any sweet potatoes?
Or yeah.
Which one would you call those?
Sweet potatoes.
Oh, let's see. What about the green?
No, sweet potatoes are orange.
Okay, I thought it was yellow. I'm sorry. When I was a kid, it was a big delicacy. I used to really love those. That's why I took them to school for lunch. Sweet potatoes. Okay. What about the little red thing that grows, little root thing that grows on the ground? It's kind of peppery. You might put in a salad, something like that.
Hot peppers, something like that.
Or, yeah, except these are red kind of things. Go underground, kind of a root like. You might cut them up. Let's see. What about radishes? You ever?
Radishes.
Okay. These are hard to describe. Now, the things that make you cry, you call them
onions.
Yeah. What about the ones that are the little green ones that are fresh enough to eat?
Wild? No.
You know, the fresh ones that you can eat, be okay. Okay, no special name? Ever heard them called shallots or?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Spring onions?
Mm-mm.
Okay. And if you leave them, or if you left them, apple or plum, you know, something sitting around just out on a cabinet or something for a long time, it'd dry up and
wilt.
Anything else you call that where the skin kind of just, or if you washed your hand, you stayed in the tub too
like
long.
Like a prune.
Yeah. If you stayed in the tub too long, you'd say
it wrinkled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what about let's see, if you had a mess of turnips, collards or something like that, you'd say you had a mess of what? The tops of a mess of?
Mess of turnips.
Okay. Or what if you didn't specify where there was, you had just the tops and you weren't specifying what kind, you say, I got a mess of. Or the name that would cover turnips and collards all together. Any no name for that?
Turnip.
And if you were buying lettuce, you'd buy two what of them?
Heads.
Okay. And you ever heard that used of children? Somebody said I had five heads of children. Ever heard that expression? Have? Okay. What about if you say a man had, say, five boys and five girls, real big family, you say he has a whole one of kids, a whole bunch.
No, whole.
Oh, now, talking about corn, you mentioned you're going to grow corn. The outside of an ear of corn is the
tusk. No.
You have to do what? Corn
this, to, I know what you call the covering is what you want.
Around the tip of your tongue.
The
do you ever use shucks? Okay. So you'd say you had to do what to the corn? You had to
shuck it.
Mm-hmm. And what about corn that is tender enough to eat right off a cob? What do you think? Any special name for that?
No.